One day as I walked through the streets, not knowing where to go, my eyes fell on a little boy close to the workhouse door. He was crying, so I went to him, and scarcely could he speak. And I thought that every moment his little heart would break. He said his mother, she was dead, his father could not work. No shoes had he upon his feet, nor had he got a shirt. So I took him to the governor, and he thanked me o'er and o'er. And many strange sights I saw beside the workhouse door. Beside the workhouse door, beside the workhouse door. Many strange sights I saw beside the workhouse door. The next I saw was a woman, for relief she'd come to look. Two children she had in her arms, wrapped in a ragged cloak. And she turned around as though she knew not which way to go in. My heart it bled to see her in the state that she was in. She said she'd lost her husband, he'd been killed upon the line. And now she had to beg her bread, or else to starve and pine. As the tears were rolling down her cheeks, I thought, God help the poor. She turned and went in as I stood beside the workhouse door. Beside the workhouse door, beside the workhouse door. She turned and went in as I stood beside the workhouse door. The next I saw was an old man who could scarcely crawl or stand, and he looked to me as though his time was very close at hand. He asked me could I spare a coin, I gave him all I had, and he thanked me many times for it, he seemed so very glad. He said he'd been a soldier, fought for country and his queen, but now the times were very hard, he brighter days had seen. He had served for 20 years and now was old and almost wore. It was a disgrace to see him stand beside the workhouse door. Beside the workhouse door, beside the workhouse door. It was a disgrace to see him stand beside the workhouse door. The last sight that I saw was much worse than all the rest. A poor woman shivering with cold and in distress. She asked me would I be so kind to show her the way in. And as I saw her careworn face, my heart beat fast within. She said she'd brought a family up of children numbering 9. But now they'd all deserted her and left her for to pine. And sooner than she'd beg from her own, she'd perish on the floor. It was a shame she'd end her days inside the workhouse door. Inside the workhouse door, inside the workhouse door. It was a shame she'd end her days inside the workhouse door.